Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Your call is, well, the marshmallow on our sweet potatoes. Oh, have you ever had those?
Oh, yes.
Remember those. I haven't had those in a long time. Maybe you should make them. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Oh, that's a fond memory from everyone's childhood. Marshmallows on sweet potatoes. Absolutely. Oh, love it. So you're going to your friends for Thanksgiving. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. We are too. We're going to family. So that's good. Hey, Griff, do you remember the woman's black leather suede knee-high boots we looked at the other day? We dished a listing for Queen Bee Is Me.
Yeah.
She's back again. She says she's fixed everything. So I'm going to give you the item number, please.
Okay.
Okay. It is...
Yeah.
1118.
1118.
0413.
0413.
3874.
3874.
Yes.
Oh, I remember these. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the photos are clear.
She redid the photos. They were a little unclear, remember?
Yeah. But they're not sold. I want to do a little research.
So she redid the pictures.
Yeah. I want to see them sold, though.
She's got free shipping. I don't know. I don't remember what she had last time.
Yeah.
And she also did, they're my size, and she also did the...
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, but you can't wear these.
They're six, right. But she did, from just above the heel to the top of the boot is 14 inches.
So, can you wear them?
I don't know. I have a... talk amongst yourselves. I got to reach in my purse and get my tape measure.
I thought you would have done that, but now... But okay. Because I got to tell you, let me look here and see. I'm looking at... I don't know. I'm looking at sold listings for Naturalizer boots. And everything that I see here is lower than her cost. I mean, I'm trying to find something that's absolutely similar. But I'm not seeing anything that's... Well, here's a pair that brought $140. But most of these are selling for less. So I don't know. Maybe it's going to take some time to find the exact customer for these.
Okay, so I could wear these boots. They're 14 inches, but they're right up to my knee. What? You know, but see, that was good.
But you would look
good. She told me that.
I think you'd still look good in them.
I don't know, babe.
John, don't you think she'd look good in them?
I'm thinking about it. John thinks I look good in anything. You got to be
kidding
me. He doesn't care. Really, I mean, I could come out and whatever, and he's
so
okay.
Yeah,
okay with it.
I can't find anything exactly like these because the heel is so good.
Mm-hmm.
But well, there's one with the kind of heel.
Yeah, she's got boot height from just above the heel to top of boot, 14 inches. That's good.
That's very good. Yeah.
And didn't she have a bunch of junk down at the bottom, and she's taken that off?
Yep. Yeah,
everything looks kind of cool right now.
The listing looks great. Listing looks fantastic.
It does.
The photos are still a little low contrast, but they're better. They're much better. Oh, they're N5 comfort. I remember that. That means there's certain levels of comfort.
Right.
God, I wish I could find the exact. No, those are kind of kinky. Kinky boots. Get it? Ha ha. The price isn't ridiculous, but it's a little, I think it's a little high, but not outrageously high. So my next suggestion would be if she's not, well, she's got make an offer, so that should help. I think you should buy these, babe.
I don't know, honey.
Why?
Because, you know, I live in California, everything's open toe all year just about.
Is it
I don't
all
know.
Year,
I love
though?
These. Almost all year I wear open toes here in California. Every now and then, if a day is rainy or really cold, I'll wear a little pair of short boots that I have. But
what about like a special occasion?
Well, I wouldn't wear this on a special occasion. I might wear this if I go up to the mountains.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Or back to New York.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, $68.99, I'm just not sure about it.
Well, it's not outrageous. It's not like paying for an Apple Pencil.
Uh-huh.
It's just a stylus.
It's not.
But it is.
Apparently it writes, doesn't it? Writes on the thing.
Yeah, but... yes, it does, but we've had that writes on the thing for years. It's still just a friggin' size stylus. Yeah, I can't find those exact boots, but
says
I do like them.
Says he who made money doing retail arbitrage.
Well, who am I to argue with ridiculousness?
Exactly. So what do you think about what she's done? You still want to talk to her about her pictures, huh? Although I can see everything well, you know, in her pictures.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
It looks good, yeah.
But you think she can still use a little bit of help. What could she do to make these pictures better?
I think the contrast is a little low. Do you know what I mean? Like, you want to see a little bit more black, vivid black. They're a little... it's hard for me to verbalize this, but... And there's a slight color change across some of them, a little bit. Some are bit warm, and some are a little bit bluer. It's much better, and I don't think they're bad photos at all. I'm just thinking of ways to make them even more appealing. There's definitely a shadow being cast. Do you see in the first photo?
Definitely.
You want to light this in a way where you're not casting a shadow. That might help, I think. But I would also maybe, with either in camera playing with it or afterwards, I just boost the contrast a little bit. I mean, that's to boost it up. And I think that might help. I do.
Okay.
But that seeing, I'm still saying they're a lot better than they were. Yeah, I do. So
Betsy says, all the more reason to own a pair of knee-high boots. Lee, John would probably love to see you in these and nothing else. LOL. Well... I don't know. You know, there was this thing on Family Feud. Do you ever watch Family Feud? There was a question recently on Family Feud that said, what makes a 90? They ask 100 men, what makes a 90 a really good 90? And to show you where men's minds are, now the word was 90, right? By the time the board was over, it was garter belts.
Yeah.
Nothing. Everything but a 90. So who knows what you guys want? It's hard to know. It's hard to know. We can't go around in garter belts the rest of our lives, surely.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-90 if you want us to stop talking about garter belts, which I'm sure you can find on eBay. Must be a lot of garter belts on eBay.
I don't think they've gone out of style. Have they?
Only they're used for sexiness. They're not used to hold one's hose up on a day-to-day basis, usually. How do I know what women are wearing under their skirts? I don't know. But basically, it's usually for some guy or some woman. Who knows? Used to be we had to wear them. It was the only way to hold the stockings up. We didn't have pantyhose and things like that. Okay, so I'm going to ebay.com. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to this one first, though, the dishing. Do you think we should redish, or do you want her to go back to the drawing board?
I want her to focus on the photos.
Okay.
Because, and we talk about this occasionally, but we really don't. Remember that what will... make a buyer, push them over the edge and push the buy it now button, is that their pictures of the item are so compelling that they can't live without it. That's what you want to instill in the buyer. You want to make show the item not beyond what it actually is, but you want to show the item as it is to its absolute best advantage so that the buyer who's looking at it goes, I just got to get those. And I think your photos now are improved, but they're still not at that place where I would go, yep, got to have these, got to have these, got to have them, got to have them, got to have them. I can't live without them. And I know because as a buyer, I fall for this. If I see... for example, if I'm shopping for a shirt and the shirt photos are really crappy, it might take me a long time to make up my mind and say, eh, I'll take a chance. But if someone's taken the time to really present the shirt so it's in its absolute best aspect, more often than not, my finger just automatically on its own moves over to the mouse, clicks the Buy It Now button, and when I wake up, I bought a shirt.
Well, I'm on the Naturalizer site. That's the kind of shoes they are.
Are those shoes on that site?
I can't find the exact same shoes, but here's another pair. Here's a pair of, you know, tall boots for $89.99. They're not exactly the same. Here's another one for $189.99. They run the gamut. Here's one for $69. You know, Griff, if I were her, I would come down a little bit in price. What do you think?
I think it might, except the only reason why I might be wrong is that if somebody was really interested in these, they would have made an offer, and I don't think they have. And there's no one watching him.
Okay.
So I think we have to work on our presentation still.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the drawing board with the pictures. We want you to be all that you can be. Queen Bee is me. And that's why we're doing this. Also, I know this is nitpicking, but she's got her, she's got it in centered text. We don't like the centered text.
Yeah, it's not showing up as centered on Chrome, but I think it is still showing up on.
Please go back to the drawing board for us and call us back.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast. We're going to continue open phones. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick Start and End Dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the Sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. Worthpoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 349.
Photos are very important when selling on eBay. Brenda Walton is an eBay education specialist and is known on eBay as Bobby Socks. She says take the maximum amount of pictures.
Why not do the 12 at that time? If you don't want to use them all later on, that's fine, but at least take the 12. And there again, in antiques and collectibles, you have to make sure you get the underneath of the item, the hallmark or backmark, whichever you'd like to call it. If you set a doll, you know, you photograph the doll's face, you know, first you've got the whole doll, then the face, then the clothes, and the hands, and the feet. They're also very important to collectors, and I think you should use them.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
The North American holiday season, generally the Christmas shopping season in the U.S., traditionally begins when Thanksgiving ends. The day after Thanksgiving is known as Black Friday. This tradition has held forth since at least the 1930s. Happy shopping and happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Call us and tell us what's on your mind at 888-RADIO-30. Again, 888-723-4630.
So going back to the knee-high boots, size
you
six.
You can't let
naturalizers.
Them go. Yeah.
So on the chat board, someone said that they found another pair similar.
Yeah.
They're also naturalizers. I'm not going to give out the item number because it's not somebody that's called into the show or anything.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it is $28.99. Same size, also 5N, which is the comfort, naturalizer, highest comfort level.
Same heel and same top and everything?
A little bit different. A little bit different. This looks more equestrian, I think. More Western, but it's a knee-high boot.
Yeah.
Naturalizer, $28.99.
Well, you know, style is everything. So
it is. It is. But I'm thinking maybe they should come down just a little bit. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, perhaps. I think you might be right.
Okay. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
And you're still seeing the text as, actually the ones in the other ones, they're actually, the photos are nicer. I think the boots
are
a little bit nicer, too. They're a completely different style, though.
Yeah,
they
but they're still knee-high boots, size 6.
Yeah.
You know,
they've got four people. Four people are watching these. And with shipping, for me, it's actually going to be, $42.
$42.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great deal cheaper than the other one.
But yeah.
Like you said, we never know. She's selling hers for $68.99. Well, Griff, we got to contact us email. And by the way, if you can't call us at 888-RADIO-30 for whatever reason, feel free to click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. And we get that while we're on the air. Griff, I'm not sure this is one that I should just send over to you, but let me read it anyway.
Well,
okay?
Go
because
ahead. Yeah.
You may be able to know this.
Well.
This is from Ed in Hernando, Florida, known on eBay as Little Bit of Texas. Lee and Griff, sorry, we have another problem. Last week we mailed this item by FedEx Smart Post on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped it off at the USPS here in Hernando, Florida, and watched our girl scan the box. Then we walked out the door.
Right.
Today, so that would have been the 19th.
Right.
So they sent this yesterday, I believe.
Wait, 19th? 11/24.
No, they sent it today.
They sent
the email today. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Today, following up on our package's delivery status, we see that this item has not been received by FedEx. We've been told that label also has a USPS tracking number on it, but we've been told that label can't be reprinted from the 19th of November or retrieved by us or anyone at eBay. Do you have any idea on how we can see that label again to get the USPS number for that label's tracking information? The FedEx number is useless.
No, I don't. I'm curious to why they use SmartPost.
FedEx SmartPost.
Yeah, so I know, not to denigrate any service, but I have heard over the last few years many stories of that taking longer. And as a buyer, I've seen it actually take longer for me to get my package as well. So I would not utilize that particular service if speed is of utmost importance, speed of delivery. But I don't know what to tell you. They can't reprint that label because it's too long. And I guess in the future, what I would do is I would make a record of the internal, the UPS, USPS tracking number inside the envelope for the FedEx label. You could also call FedEx. They may know where it is, but again, this is the problem with you. You're basically utilizing two services to ship your item.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there may be, in most cases, it may be cheaper to do this, but you get what you pay for, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Debbie in Vacaville, California, the book kiosk, our buddy. Debbie, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
Hi. First, I wanted to say I ran to my Best Buy. They don't even have the Apple Pin yet, but they're supposed to get it in. And then I also wanted to make a suggestion for people. When you're asked what do you want for Christmas, you tell them you want gift cards to airlines so you can come to eBay Radio Party next June.
Yay!
Yeah, but wait. Well, you may want to name the airline so that you get consistent gift cards, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you probably want to figure out which airline you would choose to use.
Yeah.
And then, you know, work that way. Or just put out a little cash box by your Christmas tree donations for eBay Radio Party, and they can drop cash in.
Yeah.
I like every the idea year, about the gift card for airlines, though. That's a good idea.
Well, yeah, because that's about the biggest expense for a lot of people, especially if you're coming from the East Coast.
Sure.
Every single year, without fail, after we come back from eBay Radio Party, in all the Facebook groups, there's always people saying, I wish I would have went. I wish I would have gone. It's always, every year it's gotten better and better. So I tell people now's the time to start planning, because come about January, you're going to start opening up registration, probably.
Probably January or February, yes.
Yeah, and that's just around the corner. And so people now start thinking about, yes, I don't need another necktie. I don't need a tchotchke. I don't need another cooking pan. I want to go to eBay Radio Party next June. So give me money or gift cards to get me there.
Right now.
Yeah.
Go for it. That's
yes,
a great idea. I like it.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Bye, Debbie.
Thing to you, Debbie.
This segment was brought to you by Shift Station, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up next in our second hour, expanding your business out of your home. You're listening to eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details, local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.